The Victorian Form Preview for cupweek2020.com.au. Discover your Cup Week experience at your virtual Melbourne Cup Carnival headquarters. Now on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Victorian Form Preview. It's a cracking Victorian Form Preview today. Benalla Cup Day during the day, and then tonight it is the Manukato Stakes meeting. We will find you the winners at both venues. Ray Huxley looking at the Valley tonight, and Harry White, who will be involved in the Country Circuit coverage on our digital program today. Download the RSN app for Benalla Cup Day, joins us this morning. Good morning, Harry. How are you, mate?
Good morning, Michael. I'm really good, thank you.
What's the meeting look like? And I suppose listening to the track manager this morning, is there some concern about the weather and how much rain may actually hit Benalla today? We're currently on a good four-rated track according to the Racing Australia website, and the rail is in the true position.
Yeah, really good looking meeting. Really keen on some of the runners. The fields are all competitive. Wary of the weather. I think that it might be coming around lunchtime. So be worth watching that. And yeah, I'm expecting a downgrade.
You're expecting it, yeah, okay then. Well, just, I suppose we need to watch the weather and the track conditions and work out what we do. In the first race, though, it is over 1,200 metres. Got a few scratchings at today's meeting. We can take out 1, 2, 4, 9, 10 and 13. Still be friends. First up with Danny O'Brien is at $3.50. Reciprocation, a first starter from the Archie Alexander Stable, I should say, is at 4.40. And then this horse, Maui, I'm keen to get your thoughts on it because Sharky was very keen on it today. It's first up from the Stokes Stable, and it is around about $4.80. So this is an open start to the day. There's five or six runners given a real winning chance.
Yeah, it is fairly open. I'm happy to dive into one of the first starters, Reciprocation. Loved what I've seen from him in multiple jump outs. The most recent he was ridden out, but it was in a heat of proven horses, Ken's Dream and Snap Dancer, to name a few. He reads very well on paper too, a Toronado gelding out of a proven dam that's produced six horses for five winners. Stakes winner Blondie's one of them. Nice draw, Neil Farley and Archie Alexander combo. I'm happy to have a play on that horse. To beat Maui, Resume Sporting Blinkers has jumped out quite well. A debut fourth behind Cherry Tortoni reads very well, and Philip Stokes has a good strike rate here. Still Be Friends has been jumping out well too since being gelded. Out of the Denny O'Brien stable, bit of a wide draw, but must be a chance based on those jump out efforts. And Yulong Command has also had the plums out and has jumped out nicely. Even affair to kick off the day, 8, 7, 16, 11.
8, 7, 16 and 11 in the first at Benalla today. Race number two is over 1,206 metres. This race take out 4 and 9. And the favourite here is Hillcrest Moses at 290. I Am A Hit, 350 is the second in the market. Who do you like, Harry?
Keen as on Hillcrest Moses. Best of the day. Was massive first up. Got a mile back from an outside gate. Rode for luck. Motored home. Reeled off the fastest last 200 metres of the meeting. He was edged out by Terrace House, second up last preparation, which reads well. Before an okay run at Ballarat thereafter. Number five, I Am A Hit, resumes gelded with no jump out that I could find to reference. But first up prior form reads well. Minor placed each time with the form around him stacking up. He can roll forward from a low draw and get every chance if good enough. The debutante Hadley has jumped out well, has been accepted and scratched a few times of late waiting for the right race. So I guess they think this is it. And Sunday Habit gets back, but has been strong to the line in two career runs, noting Winkers go on. Really keen on the three ahead of 5, 2 and 13.
All right, that is a best bet pronunciation there. Hillcrest Moses, and you can get $2.90 race two from Harry. Race number three, a maiden over 1,200 metres, take out 9 and 12. Palazzo Musico is the favourite here at 2.40. Valoid Rose is at $5.50. And they are the two that are top of the market for race number three.
I'm going with Demilitarized, who strips fitter from a sound first up run. Is placed in two or three second up runs. Best efforts read well enough for this. Palacio Musico sports blinkers and a couple of other gear changes after a lackluster resumption when in the market. He does boast a narrow second, a proper rogue, last prep and a sound run thereafter in a handy maiden at the Valley. Hope for vast improvement if you've backed him because I think he needs it. Too skinny in betting for mine. Crisis Time was underwhelming last start, but did run a good race first up here at Track and Trip when resuming for a new stable. for Lloyd Rose can give sight after likely racing up front, but has had plenty of chances. 4, 6, 3, 14.
4, 6, 3 and 14. Race number 4. This is a maiden over 1,600 metres. We can take out 9, 11, 12, 14 and 17. Boom Boom Sweet is the favourite at $3. Had five placings from six starts trying to break through today. Not by Nature at $5 and Divine Rule $5 are the next two in the market. Harry?
I think the top two in the market are the ones to beat. I've got Not By Nature on top. Was good first up at the track. Cut the corner. Looked the winner. Was only overrun late. And worth noting that third place getter Ultimate Edition subsequently romped in by five lengths, then got smashed in betting in the Geelong Classic, which you won, Michael. So two runs prior to a spell were good. Up and trip will be advantageous. He probably rolls forward. Should get his chance if good enough. Boom Boom Sweet. Third up and ready to fire over this trip after 2 second placings this prep. Gets in at 56.5 after Tatum Bull's claim. Six starts for 5 seconds. I've got him following that trend here, but he could go one better. Divine Rule was narrowly edged out last start. Remains light weighted. Charmed Individual, best of the rest. 3-2, 13, 7.
3-2, 13 and 7. The next leg of the quaddy, next race is race number 5, and this is a benchmark 58 over 1,400 metres. This is an open race. You can take out 1, 4, 10, 18, 19 and 20. It's 480 the field, quite lucky. And Recompense ahead the market at 480 and $5 ahead of Bellows. So Harry, who do you like?
I'm with number 9, Genevieve. Was pipped on the post first up at Kilmore on heavy going over a trip short of her best. Generally fires better with a run under the belt. Will relish the 7 furlong trip. All the speed here is drawn out, so she maps to boot up from an inside gate and park behind them. Should get her chance. Quite lucky, continues to race well since notching up a win 5 runs back. He hasn't missed the minor money since, though all runs were over shorter. Up and trip could suit. He's placed both times at the track previously. The best efforts of Recompensa would see her win this. We just haven't seen it this preparation. And ladies closed off into the minor placings in her last 3 runs, the latter 2 over the trip. 9, 6, 12, 13.
9, 6, 12 and 13. First leg of the quaddy, race 6, a benchmark 64 over 1,600 metres. Take out 10. Westbrook Park's a favourite here at 3.30 ahead of Desert Dreamer at 5.50 and Laundy at 5.50 as well. How many in this first leg do we need?
I'm stacking up this leg. I think it's probably the most competitive race of the day. I have Westbrook Park on top, third up and ready to fire over this trip after 2 solid runs this prep. One of his 2 wins came last prep in stronger grade. He got the better of November Dreaming in Maserati Bay, which reads well. Weight's kept relative with Lockie Neindorf riding. Expect he's strong late after likely settling midfield. Stock take a race back and wide first up, so forgive that. He's better second up, will appreciate the mile and drawn a lot better. Montalbano is racing really well without winning. He was only just beaten in his last 2. Drawn to do no work for an on-pace run, so should be in the finish. Laundy's been freshened since the last start win over the trip. Prior form stacks up, and a couple more go in the quaddy. 2, 4, 8 and 5.
2, 4, 8 and 5, race number 7, a benchmark 70 over 2,046. Take out 1 and 4. Steamboat Rock is the favourite at 2.15 ahead of Mainland at 3.40, and they dominate the market. Harry?
The way the speed map sets up, I'm going with Mainland. He was a tough winner last start, was good prior, won well, albeit in maiden grade before that, put 5 lengths on Azalee, who subsequently won and then finished second in the Geelong Classic. Goes forward. There's no speed on, so hopefully he can make it to the line before being run down by probably Steamboat Rock. Best horse in the race, but gets back. It's becoming costly to punters, but has to be a solid chance today, especially getting out over this trip. Watch for him late. From there, one hell of a family, shown enough this prep to be in the mix. I put Perfect Illusion in as next best, but omitting from the quaddy. 6, 5, 8 and 3.
6, 5, 8 and 3. The feature is the Bet365 Manella Cup over 1,400 metres. No scratchings. The favourite is Easy Beast for Richard Lamming to be ridden by Billy Egan at 3.50. Harlech, 3.70. An easing favourite. And Black, second favourite and Black Sailors at $6. Who wins the cup today, Harry?
I'm going with Harlech. I thought he ran well enough in the Rupert Clark. Was 3.5 lengths off Behemoth. The 2-rack run, he was just keen and dropped right out of it. Back to 7 furlongs, way back in grade, presumably on rain-affected ground by this point. I expect his presence is well felt. Harrapaw resumes for a new stable after a year off. Has to try and do it with 63, but class can carry him a long way. He ran 4th in the Chelmsford first up last prep and finished basically on par with the minor money, one of which was Avilius. Easy Beast has the early speed to negate a wide gate and race on the speed. Both minor placings have been really good. I can understand the market support. Black Sail goes in as next best. 2154.
And the last race is the benchmark 64. Zorro's Dream is the short price favourite at $2.
Going for a roughie, Last Hope on top as a knockout hope. He draws wide, probably not ideal. Forgive Last Run, he was good first up, slowly away, but motored home behind subsequent winner Chips Are Down. The Gerald Egan stable goes well here, as they do when chucking Lockie King on. Zorro's Dream also draws wide, but has run three good seconds this prep behind Handy Horses. Warranted favourite. Nuclear Cheval hit the line well first up. Dreams and Schemes is chasing a hat-trick to the value ahead of 10, 13 and 5.
All right, give us your best bet. Play of the day in Quaddie.
Best, race 2, number 3, Hillcrest Moses. Value in the last, race 9, number 2, Last Hope. Quaddie stacking up the first leg, 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 8. Second leg, 5, 6 and 8 only. Third leg, 1, 2 and 5 only. Last leg, 2, 5, 10 and 13. Play of the day, Billy Egan looks a lock to win the Jockey Challenge at 250.
Good on you, Harry. Enjoy Benalla Cup Day.
Thanks, Michael.
And don't forget, you'll hear all the action of the Benalla Cup Day on the Country Cup Circuit via the RSN app today as well. Make sure you listen. Quick break. When we come back, Hucker's got the winners for the Manikato tonight.
On RSN 927's Racing Polls, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time to look at the $1 million Manikato meeting tonight at Moonee Valley, and it is an early start, 5:15, which is great for everyone tonight who can't wait to get their teeth stuck into the valley. We are waiting to see what the weather does, but at the moment we're in a good three range for the valley tonight. Ray Huxley is here to pick all the winners. Hucker, how are you?
I'm very well, mate. I'm looking forward to this great two meetings at Moonee Valley. It's excellent programs tonight, and it's very, very good tomorrow as well. So we're going to be in for a couple of days of great racing.
All right. Now, unfortunately, we've got a few technical issues with Hucker's phone, so we are really struggling to hear Hucker. So I reckon what we'll do, Huck, is we will keep this short, sharp. Give us your selections in the early ones, and we'll try and get a bit more detail in the Manikato. We'll put all these selections up on RSN's website as well. The first race is over the Cox Plate distance of 2040. Take out 7, Lord Durante. One More Try is the favourite at 340.
I like 5 from 4, 6 and 2. It'll be first or second in the running, and it'll be hard, but 8, number 5, I think we're due. But I go 5, 4, 6 and 2.
5, 4, 6 and 2, think we're due at 380 on top. Race number 2, West Wind is the favourite here, ahead of Affair to Remember, 290 and 370. Hucker?
I think Affair to Remember, the small field really suits this mare. She only had the one go out of middle distance, and she was probably unlucky not to win the South Australian Oak. I think here, if they can run on, it's a fact suiting run on horses, I think Affair to Remember can run over the top. 2, 1, 7, 8.
2, 1, 7 and 8 in the second. Race number 3, we can take out Dispatch, a smallish field. Simply Optimistic looking for 3 in a row. The favourite at 360 over Sansom at $4. William Thomas at 440.
I like Parsifal here. He's 2 runs back from the spell, have been very good. He won at this meeting last year, and that was his only start at Moonee Valley, and he ran 1.974, which was excellent time. I think he could then win it again. 4 from 5, 8 and 2.
4 from 5, 8 and 2. Race number 4. We've got 2 scratchings here, 6 and 7, which means we're down to a field of 5 for the Vobis Gold Star. Soci Bond, 260. Iconoclasm, 290. Galaxy Raider, 550. Casio, 650. And Ken's Dream, $9. So 5 runners, 5 chances, Hucker.
Yes, I think mainly the 1 and 2. One of them should win. I'm having a bit of each way here. The track stays dry, I think Soci Bond might win it. And if it if it gets wet, I think Soci Bond will win it. And Iconoclasm on the dry track is much better suited by dry than wet. Look, I like Iconoclasm, but if it rains, I might go the other way. I'll go 2 and 1 ahead of 4 and 3.
2 and 1 ahead of 4 and 3. First leg of the quaddie is the Ladbrokes 55 second challenge over the 9.55. No scratchings. Human Nature, 290. Sartorial Splendor, 350. Free of Debt at $6 first up tonight. Who do you like in the first leg of the quaddie?
Yeah, I like Human Nature here. That's very good second in very fast time first up. and then he went up to Sydney and failed there. I brought him back to the track where he's won before over the 9.55. I think he looks very well suited. I go 8 from 7. Pretorial Splendor, who's sure to go very fast, first up from the spell, and then 6 and 2, 8.7.6.2.
8.7.6.2, first leg of the quaddy. Race number 6 over the 1,000. Take out 1, 2 and 4. Written Beauties the shorty of the night now with the scratchings. They've decided to run here instead of at Moonee Valley tomorrow, where she was the favourite in the last. $1.50 for Written Beauty.
Yeah, it has been weakened, this race. And, you know, now we've only got the 8 runners, and she's very fast. Only had the 1 run for the Hawke stable and led all the way and was very strong at the end. I think she'll be winning, but she is very short. 3 from 5, 6 and 9.
3 from 5, 6 and 9. Race number 7 is over the 1,500. Take out 8. Titan Blinders is the favourite at 380. Ground Swell, $4. B Hunter, $4.20. Hucker?
Yeah, well, I had a good guard as to how the meeting is progressing here in the way. Is it the leader's track or can they come from behind? I think come race 7, they might be coming from behind. And for that reason, I've gone with number 7, B Hunter. This is a horse with tremendous ability, but he drops out the last in his races, and given the right run, he can really flash home. There's only 8 runners here. I've got him on top, but it's a very open race. Ground Swell, he's been promising to do a lot for a long time. He's only had 2 starts back since being gelded. He didn't win very well in the country last start. He might have turned the corner. Titan Blinders, number 5, will lead them up, and back to 1,500 will suit him, and thought of that is another one who will go forward. There's plenty of speed in the race. I go 7, the run on late, 7 from 3, 5 and 4.
7 from 3, 5 and 4, and the feature is the $1 million Manikado Stakes at 8:45 tonight. In this race, the favourite is Trekking at $3.80, Dirty Work $6, Pippi $6, Diamond Effort $7.50, and then you're out to $11 plus the remainder of the field. Who do you like in the Manikado?
I'm very keen on Trekking. His run here, first up when he ran second to Pippi G, was closing very quickly over the 1,000 metres there. It doesn't matter if it rains, so he's equally as good on wet track. He's won 7 races in his life, and 3 of them have been on slow ground. So that's not going to worry him. I think getting to 1,200 metres, he is definitely the one to beat. Pippi will lead around the home turn, probably lead halfway up the straight, but the last 100 metres is going to be a query. But he loves a bit of wet ground as well. Then we go down to number 10, Diamond Effort. Very good wet tracker again. So all 3 of those are suited if the rain comes. And maybe next best, number 6, Dirty Work. He's got a chance, so I think he's a little bit under the odds. I go 1, 8, 10 and 6.
1, 8, 10 and 6 in the Manikato. Give us your best, your play of the day and your quaddie, Hucker.
My best is Trekking, race 8, number 1. I think the value is in race 3, number 4, Barcelona. And for the quadrilla, I think the first leg we go 2, 6, 7, 8. The second leg will go number 3 only. The third leg 3, 4, 5 and 7. And the last leg 1, 6, 8 and 10.
And who wins the Cox Plate tomorrow?
Depending on the weather. If it rains, Jason Camelot is going to be a lot harder to beat if he finds a wet track.
Good on you, Hucker. Best of luck over the weekend.
Sure. Thanks, mate.